Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
May I hijack the show for a moment?
Absolutely.
You're the guy who can judge a parent from the outside, and yeah,
I'm good at this.
I don't know if I want you to do this, though.
Why?
I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
Oh, because you might be judged in a negative light as a parent?
I know that other people are going to probably judge me in a negative light. I'm mostly worried about how you're going to judge me. Because there's you are good at removing the emotion from a parenting situation.
I'm a master.
And you're enough of a deviant that you might think I'm okay, but then you'll also like to hurt me. So
wait a second. Wow.
I'm sorry. I should have kept all that inside and just presented you with my scenario.
Okay.
So a few months ago, a friend of mine and I exchanged lottery scratch-off tickets for our families. It was like, I got him a bunch for all of his family. Oh, he got me a bunch. And it is not a commercial for the Colorado Lottery Scratchers, but we just keep winning.
Oh, nice.
We don't win a lot.
Okay.
But we win enough to go back and buy more tickets. And each time we either buy a little less tickets than we have or a little more tickets than we have, but we're in the wheelhouse of $150 worth of tickets every time we go to the store.
Wow, good for you guys.
So, you know, at first we were buying all the $20 tickets, right?
Okay.
And then we were like, we had enough to go buy the $50 tickets.
Ooh.
And the $50 tickets seem to win more often than the other ones. So they just keep, it's like you scratch them and you may not have won, you've won $50, but it's like, you had the excitement of scratching it off and you broke even.
Yeah.
Well, I let my kids scratch them off because it's just something for them to do or whatever. And they get excited. You know, it's a little checking numbers against numbers and seeing how observant they are. It's like, oh, look, I had the number 27 up here. 27 appears down here. I won $5. I have 10 of those. How much is 10 times 5? 50. Oh, there's math and there's. Stop! You're already looking at me like, does it sound like I'm trying to justify a little bit?
No.
Yes, it does. Don't hesitate.
No, you're just explaining what you do and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not swaying it. You're just stating facts.
Mm-hmm.
So they enjoy scratching off the scratchers. And then when you said that when you guys win, you break even. You as a family, you go into the store and you do the...
Well, at first I would just take the tickets and I get new ones. But I was like, do you guys want to select the new tickets? And they were like, sure. And so at the grocery stores, it's a great big vending machine.
It is.
And you can literally scratch the bottom of your ticket off. There's a little UPC code.
Yep.
So you walk up to the machine, you hold it under the little infrared, and it's like, boop, not a winner. Oh, throw that away.
And that's awesome.
Boop, $50 winner. Do you want this in credit or you want, I don't know if you can walk up to the customer service counter or what, but we were always just like, we're going to let it ride. So we're like taking credit and we just, boop. Well, then the kids are like, just like when you're at the grocery store scanning your stuff, they're like, can I scan it? You're like, well, yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Boop. So they're scanning the winning tickets. Then they're like, ooh, let's get this one. Well, why wouldn't I let them push the button to buy the next ticket?
Right.
Now, what's happened here is an 8-year-old is taking their illegal lottery winnings, putting them illegally into the machine, and then illegally selecting another ticket.
Technically, that is correct.
So am I a terrible...
Technically...
Everything I'm doing is...
What was it where you said terrible?
What am I? I mean, it's not great that I'm letting him do all that, right? But is it bad? Does it rise all the way to the level of me being a bad parent?
Are, in the process of all this, are you teaching your children about gambling, how to gamble? Because if the answer is yes, I think I'm the only person that thinks that's a good thing. And here's why.
Whoa, you think it's good? I was going to say no, but now I'm going to switch it if I can get you on my side.
I was so, no, this is awful. You're a bad parent, but now I'm not. And there's two reasons for that. One, they are learning. They are learning math skills that they probably wouldn't get.
Now you're justifying and now I'm
math. It sounds like I am.
Okay.
But what's the difference between this and Noah, have a sip of my Miller Genuine Draft, or Mia,
try my wine?
Wine, like, or doing.
We as adults do let our kids
do adult things. I'm about to take this off the tracks by equating this whole gambling situation with firearms. So if you don't know about firearms, if you're ignorant of firearms, there's a good chance you could probably hurt yourself or someone else.
If you ever see one, you get around one, that's when an accident happens because you don't know any of the...
There it is. But if you're educated about guns, if you've taken your kids to classes about guns, suddenly they're knowledgeable about guns, and the chances of them hurting themselves, hopefully, have decreased.
Can I just clarify?
Yes.
You just took me letting my daughter scan a lottery ticket.
Yes, all the way
and
to
brought
guns.
It into booze and guns.
And guns,
so
right.
I was a little worried about this, and now you're telling me, get your kids drunk,
well,
teach them to shoot, and then go get your scratchers.
Dude, where you're from in Commerce City, that is just a dash. That's just
that is sort of the middle school handbook.
Okay, one last question.
Yes.
Has your son or daughter ever come to you and go, Dad, can we go do that gambling thing again? Or we got to do that gambling thing again? Or how come we're not doing that gambling thing? Then that's a problem.
They haven't.
Okay.
And they do get excited when I go, do you guys want to scratch a ticket tonight? Because like the last time we went and got our winnings, they were like, are we going to scratch them now? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay.
Oh, so they weren't jonesing. They didn't throw tantrums.
But that's your whole thing, is that whether they're jonesing or not?
Yeah.
So if I offered my kid, to use your analogy, because we did this when we were kids, my dad, I know your dad did the same thing. We did some hard work, helped him clean the garage, whatever. He's having a little beer. He's like, you want a sip? If I had a sip and then didn't ask for another one, that's okay. But if I go, could I have another sip? That's when the problem kicks in.
Or Dad, you should go have a beer. Dad, let me come with you to buy that beer. Dad, let me. Yeah.
So for you, the problem arises when they start asking for it.
Yes, when they appear like they're jonesing for it, whether it's the gun, the booze, the scratchers, the cigarettes, the heroin.
Oh my God.
That to me appears to be a problem.
Can I tell you when it became a problem for me?
When?
When you turned it into guns and heroin.
Okay. I know I took it.
I just
realized
that you. But do you think that I'm breaking the law? When she scans the winning ticket and then presses the button, she is essentially, I'm standing there, but she did the whole transaction. She's not legal to buy a lottery ticket. So I'm essentially condoning my child breaking the law right there in the middle of the grocery store.
Just because she's not physically passing currency from her hand over to an entity that gives her that.
Yeah.
To me, no. She's
because
not.
I'm condoning it. I'm letting her have a sip of beer. She's not 21.
The only difference is that sip of beer is usually in the privacy of your home. This is in the public of your grocery store.
I would never let my kid have a sip of beer in the middle of Red Rocks. So this is me flaunting it in my grocery store.
But to them, it's just it's a game. It's a non.
And maybe I'm making it too simple, and that's bad. I don't know.
You could be getting them addicted faster than. I don't think so, though. I think what you're doing technically is illegal, but not wrong. I know that sounds weird.
I just got a text from my son asking if 0-0 is a sucker bet on the roulette.
Oh my God! Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.